Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sotah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esrabas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Avendru Zivug Hagun B'Karav Mamish. And we continue learning about the procedure Sotah goes through. Up until now, we have learned that the Sotah was brought to Shaar Nikanor, the Eastern Gate of the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohen tore her clothing and uncovered her hair in order to degrade her. And now it's time to bring a Karban Mincha. And we're going to see that this Mincha of hers, called Minchas Kenais, is different than the majority of other Minachais. So Mishnah Aleph tells us how maybe it's Minchas B'sech Kfifa Mitzres. He, her husband, brings her Mincha in a Kfifa Mitzres, which is basically like a wicker basket. And the kohen puts it on her hands, she has to hold it in order to tire her out, because we want her to get to admit that she did an avera, and we don't want to have to continue the procedure, which, as we said, includes erasing Hashem's name in water. Here's the differences between her mincha and other menachas. All other karbanos mincha, their beginning and end is in a kli shares vizu, whereas this woman's karban mincha, it starts out in a kfifa mitzres and only ends off in a kli shares. What does this mean? So all menachas, including hers, they end off in a kli shares in one of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. However, other menachas, when they're brought to the Beis HaMikdash, the owner brings them in a beautiful kli that could be used as one of the kli shares, whereas her mincha comes in a kfifa mitzres, which definitely cannot be used as one of the kli shares. Another difference, kol menachas tunas shemen ulevayna, all other menachas are not just flour, they also have oil and frankincense, whereas vizu, her mincha, in a tuna lo shemen ulevayna, it doesn't need either oil or levayna. Another difference, kol menachas bais menachitin, all other menachas are from wheat, vizu b'manasa iron, and her mincha is barley. And you're going to say minchasa aimer, what about the carbon aimer? That comes from barley? Well, afal pisha b'manasa iron, even though it's barley, he haisa ba'geres. It's made out of fine flour, which is sifted many times. Whereas vizu ba'kamach, her mincha is kamach, flour which is not really sifted very well, and that's what makes her mincha very unique. Rambam Gamliel says, k'shemish ma'aseh ma'aseh behema, the same way she acted like an animal, because an animal doesn't care about their ben zug. It's not like this cow is married to that cow and they're faithful to each other. Cows are cows, and she acted like an animal, being with a man who's not her husband. Kach, karbon machal behema, so to her karbon is machal behema, which is sa'irim, animals eat barley. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing, hayu mevi piyali shal cheres chadasha, the kayin now brings a piyali, which is the Greek word for a cup made out of cheres chadasha, new earthenware. And he puts half a leg of water from the kiyar into this cup. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, revius, it's only a quarter of a leg of water. And kashim shemayit b'chsav, kach mayit b'mayim. The Mishnah tells us a side point, Rabbi Yehuda is lishitasai, the same way that he requires less to be written on the scroll, which is going to be erased in the water. Later on, we're going to learn about that. So too, he requires less water to be placed in this cup. What happens next? Nichas lehechal panel yeminoi. The kohen goes into the hechal of the Beis Hamikdash, and he turns towards his right. Umakam hayosham amal ama. Over there was a place. There was an ama by an ama. V'tavla shal shayish v'dabas hayos hakvuaba. And one of the marble tiles of the Beis Hamikdash had a ring set into it. And uchshumag bia, when the kohen lifted up this tile by the ring, noital afer mitachteha, he would take dirt from underneath it, and he would put it inside the cup, kadesh ra al amayim, so the dirt could be seen floating on top of the water. Why does the kohen do this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, umina afar shariya bakarka mishkan yikach hakohen v'nasan el amayim. And from the earth or the dirt that's on the floor of the Mishkan, the kohen should take and place it on the water, and that's exactly what he does. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid, learning about the next part of the process in which the kohen reads certain psukim to this woman, the Saita. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.